This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. With Monday being a holiday for many people, today might feel like Wednesday or maybe Friday. We're all looking ahead to Saturday, though. And the uplift today comes from Nick Bruner, and it's a look at this weekend's socially distanced Saturday. Nick is back in the studio. He's CAP Radio's Assistant Program Director and Modern Music Director. Hello across the room.
Hello, Beth.
So this show was created as a radio venue or an audio venue for artists who, even in the pandemic, continue to be writing and recording and being very creative about releasing their music.
Absolutely. It's a platform for artists with a connection to Sacramento or artists who are in Sacramento to just kind of talk about, you know, their creative process, what they're going through right now, the music they're working on, how they're staying creative, how they're just being a person. I got a chance to touch base with Maddie Sipes this week, and it was really, really great. And that wouldn't have happened, by the way, without Antonio Muniz, who's presently running the board for Insight as I speak. So
Thank you, Antonio. Thanks very much, Tone.
So Maddie left town in December for Los Angeles, and she has been super productive while finding her feet in a new city, especially during this surreal time. So here's a little bit of a track that she released back in May. And after that's over, we'll hear a little bit about how that track came together.
Since I got here, we've been doing a lot more co-writes. That was kind of one of my goals for my time in LA, write with as many people as I can and see what songs come out of it. My bandmate has been producing a lot of our stuff. We had never released a song that like just the two of us started producing together before. One of our singles we just released, Where You At, was one we just made in our living room. So that's been cool, just like being able to produce music at a quicker rate than we used to.
Maddie Sipes, I was wondering if we'd had her in the Insight studio before, and we don't think that we've done that, but it's so great to hear her music.
I made sure to have an open invitation for Maddie anytime she makes it back to Sacramento to do an in-studio performance, and I think we're going to set something up back when we're all allowed to do that sort of thing
again. I was going to say, that'll be a significant moment in time to say we're ready for artists to come back in and perform live again.
Right. There is no rush to that, I should point out, but I'm looking forward to the day when we can.
Okay, let's talk Tiny Desk.
Yes. Speaking of some of my favorite things, Tiny Desk entries. These all come from this year's contest, the national contest. Entrants from in and around the CAP Radio listening area, plus one extra one, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. There are a few of the favorites being highlighted by this year's panel, which we expanded from three last year to four this year. The panel includes me, Jen Reason, CAP Radio's Midday Classical host, David McKissick. He's the band leader for A Tribe Quartet, who was the headliner for last summer's Sacramento Tiny Desk Showcase, and the manager of the Sac State student-run station KSSU, Andrew Garcia. So we chose about five groups to play and to feature on a web article that's going to be going up this week. And I'd like to start with Erica Ambrin and the Eclectic Soul Project.
Thank you. like the richness in her voice. There's some depth there that's really beautiful.
Captivated me right off the bat. And if I hadn't had a visual to accompany that piece of music, I would have guessed that that band was bigger than a three-piece. That's just three people making that big sound. Mm. And looking forward to hearing more from that group, looking into where they're at. But yeah, so Erica Ambrin and the Eclectic Soul Project.
All right, who's next?
So this next one was picked by Andrew Garcia from KSSU. The track is called Bumpin' by Miggy and Friends. Miguel Resendez on the trumpet there. The track, again, is called Bumpin'. And I love that piece. It's a nice, long, 10-minute jazz track. There's just a great, funky groove baked in, something that would lend itself well, I think, to a good hip-hop sample. And again, that one was picked from by Andrew Garcia.
That is the space I am going to feel in about 7 minutes when the show is done. Thank you, Miggy. All right, who's next?
Staying with that same vibe then, Beth, if that's what you're shooting for. We'll go with Tony Brisson. This is a track called Sugar-Coated Dreams.
Having sugar-coated tumbling up weeds. Only way that is down, only way that is down is up.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
I'm just going to go ahead and say I it takes a lot for me to get really interested in somebody who's like just a solo guitarist and vocalist these days. And I think it's because I'm just flooded with choice. But it's really nice that David McKissick picked that one from Tony Brisson. Because just, again, we're talking about richness in voice, and I could listen to that guy sing all day.
Let's fit two more in. We'll do
two
them
more?
Quickly, but
you
let's do it.
All right, so this next one is from a Roseville duo called Tefty and Memes.
Take it back.
Some pretty in there.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Tefty and Memes is Christopher Hughes and Miriam Bancato Hughes. They're a synth-pop duo whose video was chosen by Jen Reason. It's as polished as anything you hear on Top 40 radio, but if you're sick of hearing Ariana Grande or The Weeknd
right.
or Harry Styles for the 16th billionth time, give Tefty and Memes a go.
Yeah, really unique
mm-hmm.
and beautiful. Okay, one more.
All right, I'm breaking my own rule here. We're stretching outside of Sacramento a little bit because I know these two, and I think their work is great. They're from Oakland. It's Foxtails Brigade, Laura Weinbach and Anton Patzner, with the track called Give Me a Sign.
Can't see myself in my reflection. Who are you now? I'm tearing all of my convictions down to an empty wall. Told yourself that the door could still open. He was in the way you tried. But the source will always keep flowing. Hold me up and never leave me dry. Give me a sign, something I can recognize a clue, something to hold on to.
love the structure of that song. Again, it's an unreleased track from the group Foxtails Brigade. It's performed by Laura Weinbach and Anton Patzner. Again, called Give Me a Sign. Just so much good stuff across their records. I can't recommend them enough.
All right, so keep track of Tiny Desk and all the information coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And Socially Distant Saturday is this Saturday. Plug the times again.
3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and again, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Saturday, and online whenever you want it at capradio.org.
There you go. Thanks, Nick. Take care. That is Nick Bruner, and you will hear him as host of Socially Distant Saturday. And that's Insight for today. In fact, that's Insight for the week. We are back with another live show on Monday. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Kyle McKinnon and Cynthia Lopez. And in the category of little things mean a lot, we are enjoying a lamp in the studio from our new afternoon crew, Randall White and team with the 3:30 show. Hope you're enjoying that new product of this pandemic at Cap Radio. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, Helga Salinas, and Chris Vera Phillips. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Antonio Munez, who's getting lots of shout outs today. Insights managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe, stay aware. And here's a little more Maddie Sipes with Weekend Secret.